NBC News announced today it's severing its ties with correspondent Peter Arnett in Baghdad after the veteran journalist gave a controversial interview to Iraqi television. Arnett, one of the last network reporters in the city, was critical of U.S. war plans when he spoke on the Iraqi government-run station. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
All weekend, reporters and military analysts on television were speculating about what was going wrong on the battlefield in Iraq. But when NBC's Peter Arnett tried his hand at analysis, he did it for what was seen as the wrong audience, the Iraqi public.
The first war plan has failed because of Iraqi resistance. Now they're trying to write another war plan.
In his Iraqi TV interview, Arnett went on to talk about growing opposition in the United States to the war, and he hinted that the American military wouldn't have been in so much trouble if they had just listened to his reports. Off-the-cuff analysis is nothing new from war correspondents these days, and at first NBC News defended Arnett's right to do it on Iraqi TV. But NBC's cable rivals, CNN and Fox News, started to air the tape. Fox, in particular, hammered on Arnett's credibility, his past mistakes, and his patriotism. By this morning, NBC had let Arnett go, and the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist apologized on the Today Show.
Now, I said in that interview, essentially, what we all know about the war, there have been delays in implementing policy, there's been surprises. But clearly, by giving that interview to Iraqi television, I created a firestorm in the United States, and for that, I am truly sorry.
It wasn't the first time Arnett had been in this sort of trouble. During the first Gulf War, when he reported from Baghdad, some conservatives accused him of bias. In 1998, his contract wasn't renewed at CNN after the network had to retract one of his reports about America's alleged use of sarin gas in Vietnam. Conservative groups were ready to pounce on Arnett for another mistake, but even journalistic observers shook their heads at this interview.
I think he should have had a little more foresight and judgment.
Kelly McBride teaches journalism ethics at the Poynter Institute in Florida.
He oversimplified and overstated some very complicated and nuanced facts. And then he said it on an Iraqi state-run television station, which can then take his images and his words and use them to bolster their own cause. So he, in effect, became a puppet of the Iraqi government.
But McBride makes the point that this blew up into a big story, not just because of journalism ethics. This highly televised war has made reporters into celebrities, and networks don't just compete on how good their information is. They also compete on the personalities and the perceived patriotism of their reporters. It was no coincidence that the tape was aired heavily by NBC's rivals, and it wasn't the only battle between networks today. As the Arnett story was breaking, MSNBC and CNN began reporting a rumor that one of Fox News' reporters, Geraldo Rivera, had been expelled from Iraq by the U.S. military for giving away his location. Rivera went on the air to deny it, while the Fox News anchors chuckled.
It sounds to me like some rats at my former network, NBC, are spreading some lies about me. You know, they can't compete fair and square on the battlefield, so they're trying to stab me in the back. It's not the first time.
Whether Rivera remains in Iraq or leaves is up to his network and the military. Peter Arnett, though, is staying. Britain's Daily Mirror newspaper says it will hire him. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.